Just got dispatched to an alarm run at a residence.
Justin Henry is one of about 1,500 police officers patrolling zones in and around the city of Indianapolis, where about 1 million people either live or work. Henry's job puts him in contact with some of these citizens every day. For a policeman, each encounter is different, often uncertain, and sometimes dangerous. Police Chief Richard Rick Height says his officers work to deal with that uncertainty by being proactive about knowing the people they police.
And meet some of the residents before an issue occurs, so that you're no stranger when something happens in the community and you show up. Your job is to go out there and be a problem solver.
But when a citizen has a complaint with an Indianapolis police officer, Chief Height will know about it.
Police complaints, can I help you?
Thanks to the Citizens Police Complaint Office.
We offer that citizen an avenue to say your voice is valuable and you do have a voice in this process, that the police can't come in and treat people however they want.
Laura White heads the office, whose complaint board is made up of 9 appointed civilians. It also includes 3 law enforcement officers, but they don't vote on cases under review.
We're an independent agency of the police department. We are there as an avenue for the citizens of Indianapolis to articulate complaints that they may have had during a law enforcement engagement with a police officer.
The complaint process in Indianapolis was established in 1989 by city ordinance to ensure independent accountability.
They review the case, the complaint, the investigation, and then they render a decision on the findings.
But the results of a 2012 audit conducted by a consulting firm contracted by the city found that there were serious restrictions on how the complaints were filed. Laura White, who took over the office after the audit, says she believes recent figures for 2014 indicate the process is working.
We had 110 total officers that had complaints filed against them, and out of that we had 45 disciplines that came out of that. So almost half resulted in a discipline.
When you add the element of civilians into the process, they're able to look at it with an outsider's perspective and make sure that the investigation is done fairly and consistently over time.
Cameron McElhenney is a former member of the Indianapolis Citizens Complaint Board and now serves as the Director of Training for the National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement, or NACOL.
I think what Ferguson and other national cases have done for oversight is made not just law enforcement agencies, but city leaders and members of the community understand is that this isn't something that should be done after something has happened, that maybe it's time to start doing oversight ahead of time so that bad things don't happen in communities.
Though the complaint and review process can be intrusive and disruptive for the officer or department involved, Chief Height welcomes the scrutiny.
We have to have checks and balances. As we often talk about, it's important to recognize there are quality compliance.
Let me have a channel a minute, please. I'm going to deploy the surge from Madison.
A 2013 study by California State University Fullerton shows that more than 100 police departments, many in large cities, have civilian oversight boards. While New York City has such oversight, the Ferguson, Missouri City Council only voted last September to set up a civilian review board. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. He's right there.